Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to another episode of Positive Affirmations for Focus, Attention, and Clarity. You know, life these days feels like a whirlwind, right? Constant demands, notifications pinging, and that little voice in our head screaming, do more, be better, faster. It can leave us feeling scattered, overwhelmed, and honestly, a bit depleted. Today we're tackling something super important, setting healthy boundaries. Ever felt like you were constantly saying, yes, even when your gut was screaming, no? You know that feeling when you're stretched thin, juggling too much, and suddenly realize you haven't even had time to breathe? That's a sign, my friend, that it's time to reclaim your energy and create some healthy boundaries. Think of it as self-love in action. It's about recognizing your limits, respecting your needs, and saying, no, when necessary. Which, by the way, is a superpower in disguise. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you build those strong, supportive boundaries. First up, self-awareness is your secret weapon. Before you can set boundaries, you need to understand yourself. What drains your energy? What truly lights you up? What values are non-negotiable for you? Take some time for introspection. Journaling, meditation, or even just a quiet walk in nature can help you tap into that inner wisdom. Next, communicate clearly and assertively. When it comes to boundaries, vagueness is your enemy. Be specific about what you're comfortable with and what you're not. Practice saying, no, kindly but firmly. Remember, you don't need to apologize for prioritizing your well-being. A simple, thank you for understanding, often does the trick. Third, be consistent. Boundaries aren't a one-time conversation. They require ongoing attention and reinforcement. If someone consistently pushes your boundaries, gently but firmly remind them of what you've established. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but consistency sends a powerful message about your commitment to your own well-being. Number 4, learn to detach. This one is tough, but crucial. You can't control other people's actions or reactions. Focus on what you can control, your responses and your boundaries. Remember, it's okay to let go of situations that don't serve you, even if they involve difficult conversations. And finally, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, moments where you feel hesitant or unsure. That's perfectly normal. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep practicing. Remember, you deserve to have your needs met and to live a life that feels aligned with your values. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine this. You're constantly being asked to take on extra projects at work. You feel overwhelmed, stretched thin, and resentful. You start saying, yes, out of obligation or fear of disappointing people. But deep down, you know something has to change. This is where setting a boundary comes in. Maybe you decide to politely decline any new projects that fall outside your current workload. Or perhaps you set aside specific hours each week for focused work, and communicate those boundaries clearly to your colleagues. Remember, it's not about being selfish, it's about protecting your time and energy so you can perform at your best. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? First, embrace self-awareness. Know your limits, understand your needs, and identify your non-negotiables. Second, communicate clearly and assertively. Don't be afraid to say no when necessary. Third, be consistent with your boundaries. Remember, they require ongoing attention and reinforcement. Fourth, learn to detach from outcomes that you can't control. Focus on what you can influence, your own actions and responses. And finally, be kind to yourself throughout this journey. It takes time and practice to establish healthy boundaries. Remember, setting boundaries is an act of self-love. It's about honoring your needs, respecting your limits, and creating a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. So go out there, set those boundaries with confidence, and watch your world transform. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these powerful words. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.